The order to abandon ship was given at 5 p.m. For most of the men, however, no order was needed because by then everybody knew that the ship was done. And it was time to give up trying to save her. There was no show of fear or even apprehension. They had fought unceasingly for 3 days and they had lost. The men were very really exhausted from almost 3 days at the pumps. Yet they were unable to sleep because of the sounds the ship was making. She was being crushed. But not at once, but slowly and little at a time. The pressure of 10 million tons of ice was driving in against her, and dying she was. She was crying in agony. Her frames and planking, her immense timbers, many of them almost a foot thick, screamed as the killing pressure mounted, and when her timbers could no longer stand the strain, they broke with a report like artillery fire. Frank Val, the second command, put his head inside the crew's quarters. He spoke quietly. "He's going, boys. I think it is time to get going."